Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello and welcome. Today I'm presenting OBE letter number 6, read by the man himself, Bob Peterson. For more information on Bob's books, please visit www.robertpeterson.org. Over to you, Bob.
Dear Bluebird, hi, how are you doing? Great. All right, I guess I better explain why I called you Bluebird. Actually, it's because of a couple songs written by Sir Paul McCartney of Beatles fame. The first song, originally done by the Beatles, was called Blackbird, and I've always liked the words. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. Of course, it makes me think of out-of-body experiences. That's what we're doing, right? We're learning to fly. We're learning to see. Not just look with everyday eyes, but to see. With spiritual eyes. Later, when Sir Paul McCartney left the Beatles, he wrote a much softer, sweeter song called Bluebird, and it's like an answer to Blackbird. Here are the words. Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door, and you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Touch your lips with a magic kiss and you'll be a bluebird too, and you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Fly away through the midnight air as we head across the sea, and at last we will be free. You're a bluebird, you're a bluebird, you're a bluebird. All alone on a desert island, we're living in the trees, and we're flying in the breeze. We're the bluebirds, we're the bluebirds, we're the bluebirds. Of course, I'm a collector of songs which remind me of out-of-body experiences. Of course, the second song is much more romantic than the first. It goes from the original Learn to Fly and carries it to And We're Flying in the Breeze. Also, the second song talks about love and the first one doesn't. The group Yes did an interesting song called Astral Traveler. The words are okay, but not real exciting. Astral Traveler, leaving without her, wondering where lives go. Once in the air, people can take a great respect in being. Heavenly flight, wondrous night, and oh the sights we're seeing, just believing. But the music is very interesting. If you listen to the song under headphones, you can hear several separate themes playing at the same time, and each theme circles at different speeds from the right ear to the left ear and back. It gives you the illusion that you're being circled by musical insects of some sort. You can easily get into an altered state of consciousness just by trying to follow some of the individual themes around in their orbits. Of course, each ear is controlled by different hemispheres of the brain. When the sound moves from one ear to the other, both sides of the brain are synchronized, trying to interpret the location of the sound. Veteran OBE-er Robert Monroe believed that synchronizing the two hemispheres of the brain can make OBEs a lot easier to produce, as well as other psychic experiences. He developed a set of gateway tapes that guide you into altered states. He developed a method for synchronizing the two sides of the brain, and he called it hemisync. Basically, he played one tone in one ear and another tone in the other ear. An artificial sound beat is created, which is supposed to synchronize the sides of the brain. Monroe and his students have had a lot of success with these tapes. You may want to look into them. A detailed explanation of this process is given in Monroe's book, Far Journeys. Well, I should be going, but I want to give you a simple exercise first. Once again, the next time you practice, close your eyes, then do the following affirmation. I want to have out-of-body experiences. I want to leave my body. I know that the universe will respond to my needs and wants quickly, efficiently, and joyously. In return, I promise to cooperate with the universe, follow my impulses, act on my intuitions, share my knowledge, spread my love, and cooperate with my higher self. Best of luck, Bob.
Thanks for listening. To hear more from me, Ali Wiley, please visit www.astralprojectionlounge.com for all things astral and beyond. See you there.